Thank you for choosing Negamar's Collections. My name is Joanna. May I have your first and last name, please?
My name is Paul Niedernhofer.
Okay, one moment while I locate your account.
Okay.
Can you verify your address and email address on the order?
Okay, the email address is prnied@yahoo.com. My mailing address is 1733 South Douglas Avenue, Springfield, Illinois, 62704.
Okay, and how may I help you today, sir?
I am just wondering, I have not received very many shipments from the Wizarding World series lately, and I know I'm probably at least 10 behind what they put out in the stores, and I just wondered what was going on. The last thing I received was number 45, and I'm on a subscription, and I don't get very much stuff anymore.
Okay, just give me 1 second, okay, and I can check that information out for you.
Okay.
Just 1 moment, okay?
You bet.
Hold on, Mr. Paul. You have several accounts. Do you have an account number specifically?
I can pull out some old ones and see because I think
I have
two accounts.
You don't have to. I can just click it.
I'm sitting right at my file stuff here, so I can tell you what.
Okay, hold on. It's not that one. Hold on 1 second.
I'm even serious enough. I'm putting my glasses on, so.
Okay, are you talking about the Star Trek collection?
The only active Star Trek collection I have would be Starship Discovery. And I think that one's supposed to end fairly soon, but the last one I got, they skipped 30 and I got 31.
Okay. Are you calling in to ask questions about the shipment for the Star Trek Discovery Starship Collection?
Well, I haven't gotten a shipment from that one in quite a while either. I think they sent me 31, and that was the last one I got.
But let me click into this one since I have it available. Then we'll go to your original question, okay?
You betcha.
1 second. The last time it shows we sent you anything from the Star Trek was back in December, and you should have got that the first week of January because it was December 25th when we billed you. They have your next shipment on this one scheduled. They already have it scheduled, but they saying that your issue 32. Hold on, I'm putting my glasses on real quick. So tiny writing. Section 32 ship is out of stock, so your item is being delayed because of that ship.
Okay,
that's from Star Trek.
That's number 32 that's delayed, or is that 30 that's delayed?
Yes, it's 32.
Okay, because I never got 30, and the next two specials, I never got 3, and I never got 4.
Okay, because it says 30 section 32 ship medium is out of stock. It gave me a SKU number,
okay.
And it says 30 section 32 ship medium is out of stock. So that's the hold up on that. So you want me to check for the specials while I'm already in the Star Trek collection?
We might as well take a gander since you've got your glasses on and I do too. So
okay. For your Star Trek collection, I do not show your third special or anything after the second one scheduled as of right now.
Okay.
Okay, so the last one was the Chiron.
Yes.
And that's for the Star Trek collection. That was back in January of last year. So it's been a year.
That's right. I know okay. There's supposed to be at least two more. I know this series is just about to wrap up because you guys have got a new one coming to replace this, so this whole series.
Okay, and back to your original question for the original phone call.
Right, on the Wizarding World stuff.
Yeah, that's the one that I saw. I'm like, okay, it got to be this one. Okay, let me click into that account. The Wizard World, sir? Your Wizard World order?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm pulling it up now. It's loading. One moment. Okay, shows the last thing we sent you was back on November the 20th. Is that correct?
I'm going to guess, though, that would have been a couple.
Dolby.
Yeah, they sent me two of one and didn't send me the other one, and they sent that as a freebie, and that's the last thing I got.
Okay, because I'm sure we sent you me, Dobby. D-O-B-B-I. You should have received that in December of last year.
Which one would that have been? Could you repeat
Dobby,
that?
Dobby.
Oh, that was a special. So
okay,
I got
let
that.
Me go back. Okay, let me go back. So right now it doesn't tell us what special is coming next. They normally send you an email prior to say, hey, this is what's coming for your specials. It gives the customer a chance to opt out if they don't want it. So let me go to your original account. Okay, it says that your original order is delayed because George Wesley is out of stock.
Okay, they already sent me a George Wesley. So I've already got that. That was one that was they did not send me, and I got that sent to me. So I own that.
Okay, let me see. Can I skip it? If I can skip it, then you'll be able to get your next two items. Hold on, let me double check. One second, Mr. Paul is loading up your orders now. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and skip it on my end because it's showing that we have not sent it to you. So your next one will be Chong Chang and Peter Pettigrew. Just one moment, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Did you get that information?
Yeah, you said you were going to send Peter Pettigrew and then Tom somebody.
Chong Chang. Chow Chang.
I already have Cho Chang. You've sent me two of those.
Okay, so you want me to skip him?
Skip her, yes.
Okay, so if I skip Chow Chang and George Weasley, then you should get Peter Pettigrew and Cedric Diggory.
Yeah, Diggory, yeah.
Diggory.
Okay.
Look, we said we pronounce it so different, but that's fine. Let me go ahead and skip these items and refresh your order and see can we get another billing date for you, okay?
Yeah, and I was going to ask, since they haven't shipped any in a while, I know there's quite a few. Can you accelerate that a little bit or not?
Yes, sir. Well, you're responsible for receiving only just two. Do you want to up your quantity?
You bet.
To what? Yeah, you can go all the way up to 12.
I mean, they won't. What happens on the order if I'm waiting for 12? You won't send me. You won't hold until you get 12. But you just send them as they come.
No. If you have money in your account and you want to pay for 12, if all 12 is available, they'll go ahead and bill you for those. And you can always call back after you build to go back down to your regular two, if you wanted to catch up a little. If you understand
you
what I'm saying.
Yeah, let's go ahead and try 12 and see what happens.
Okay, let me put 12 in there. It'll tell me if something is out of stock once I refresh it. So we're going to do 12. It's going to give me a new total.
Okay.
And it's going to tell me what should be in that shipment, okay? Give me one second. I'll place you on a brief hold while that information loads.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, now I refreshed it. Now let's view your next shipment. So far, so good. Nothing is out of stock because it didn't tell me that.
Okay.
And they got you scheduled for tomorrow. So let me view next shipment so I can make sure all 12 is there. Again, once I refresh it, it would have told me if the next 12 items are out of stock. So
okay.
I refreshed it and nothing popped up and said this or that was out of stock for the next 12. I'm just waiting on that information to pop up. They got you scheduled for the 12th of February. Is that fine?
You bet.
And it's going to tell me your new total and what should be in it. Just 1 second while that information process. This is the longest little section that we have when we ask to view the next shipment. It has to gather that information. This is the longest setting that we have. Just 1 moment, okay?
You bet.
I'm still here. It won't even let me close it out until it processed that request. Just 1 second. Thank you for your patience.
Hey, not a problem.
I'm working at home now, but my work computers used to be super slow, and I come home and I'm spoiled.
Correct.
Going into the office and everything is so bad.
Exactly. You don't even, you're so used to not being there, like you don't want to be there.
If they'd give me a printer, I'd never go in again, but they won't do it. So here I am. This is working out okay because I'm sorting through your customer service enclosures, those pages. I'm just
scrolling through. Okay.
At least I think I am.
I know your total should be $220.80. Because
okay.
for two you were paying $36.80. So I did $36.80 times six.
Okay.
And I came to $220.80. It's scheduled to be billed on February 12th.
Okay, because I can see that should be up through Gilderoy Lockhart then.
Yeah. When I tell you this just stuck. It won't let me do nothing. It just takes forever to load. And you're correct. You should get Peter Pettigrew, Cedric Degory, Hermione. Yeah,
yep.
I can't pronounce it. And Remus Lupin, Harry, Ollivander, Professor Sprout, Flitwick, New Scamander, Ron, Professor Quirrell, and Gilderoy Lockhart. Those should be your next 12. And after that, I think you only have three more to complete it.
Oh, really? They're only going up to 60, huh? Okay.
Yes, because it said that after you get these 12, they only have Molly Wesley, Nafedora Tonks, and Grip Hook, as far as I can see. Oh.
Okay. Well, we'll
okay.
go with that. Well, I certainly appreciate it, Joanna. Thanks for doing
You're
all
welcome.
That hustling for me.
Thank you. It was the computer that was hard, not the work. But I appreciate you, and thank you for calling in. Thanks for choosing Enigma's Collections.
All righty. Thanks.
Okay. Have a good day. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.